Ruthie. I come to the riverside, right? Get a cup of coffee. Yeah. Sit down on the table, Grace and Ruthie. So, they shoot the shit. Hi. Hi. I take a piece of toast off Grace's plate and she goes, help yourself. Help myself? I should help myself to a piece of toast. Four slices for a quarter. How many times do I pick up the check? But no, because I never make a big thing of it. No big thing. Thought like, this one's on me like a bust-out asshole. Unless you assume I'm here with friends. And don't forget who's who when someone else needs some help with her. Especially coming from a southern bulldog asshole, ingrate of vicious nowhere. Cunt, could this trash come? How you doing, Gus?
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
One, two. Drinks and friends by the River Thames. It's a suburban ego war. Packet of beds and a bag of tents. It's a suburban ego war. Heaven, hell and drugs to sell. Suburban ego war. You get cast off the back of the bus. It's a suburban ego war. Homie dough from time ago. Suburban ego war. Graffiti on the wall. Suburban ego war. Homie cash for a bit of ash. Suburban ego war. Tags on trains and the fact remains. Suburban ego war. Ooh.
Because that would have been up. Sad.
Yeah.
To say no. This is the whole parkour thing. We were doing this such a long time ago. I think it kind of was starting up here, isn't it? And then in Paris.
Oh, there's an old doubter scrubbed out.
But this is really good to be honest with you, it's quite weird because it seems like you need to be like 8 foot tall to have a chain. Yeah. So that chain.
Dangling off.
It was dangling up, and I think I just looped it. And then it goes. Here. No, so
no, yeah, it was
no,
on
no,
this
over
side.
Here. No, exactly where it was. It was this one here.
Okay, yeah. Between those two.
I wonder if I used to look at it.
Funny looking
what,
at
what
it.
What are we talking about here? What urban. Word was it? Urban?
Urban, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Urban
yeah.
was a crew, Urban Gangsters. And
you started it because you're the biggest Batman in Urban Gangsters, basically.
Well,
that's what Emace said, didn't he?
Oh, yes, Emace's crew. Yeah, he put that together. and that was with Snow, Soda, Chop was later.
Chop.
A little bit later.
Chop.
Lies. That was a safe house that we had in Stamford Brook. So that's where we used to all go. And then, yep. And then, who else was in it?
Cab,
tell me.
Cab. Did you say cab?
Psych.
Ooh.
Early. Until you know he found something better, and we all did. Because we all got swallowed up by Subway Saints in the end. Uh-huh. But it's lovely, yeah, so we all became SBS, which I've mentioned before.
One of the best crews in West London.
Mm. Yeah.
Subway
it's,
Saints.
It's incredible. Pack was really sort of helping us with all our outlines and characters, so that was really good. So that was urban, and it kind of... It lasted for about a year and a half, 2 years, really. Mm. So it just kind of... who the fuck else was in it? Who else
Mayo?
Was in it?
Mayo.
Mayo, yeah. Mayo. Yeah, lovely Mayo. He has a name, I'm not going to mention
it. Yeah, you say a name.
These guys are all like in their 50s. Amber says, no names, but reaches instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proximity, placement. But there we go. Yes, so Urban was there, and that's all I did. So end of the story.
No. Okay. So once this train leaves,
Urban Gangsters.
Urban Gangsters.
What a name! What a name!
Wrong before.
And you're
high,
just
been
an
drunk,
urban.
and I was kind of this is becoming a bit of a big word to spell, and I think I vote Ginsters.
Ginsters. Urban
so
Ginsters.
Score picked up on that. Thanks, Score. Called Urban Ginsters. Cool, that's man. That's well hard.
I'm not even kidding. That's a better crew name.
Yeah,
Urban Ginsters.
Not bad. I mean,
Ginsters
I mean,
Pasties.
You know, everyone says they've never had one, but until you're stuck in a fucking motorway. You're feeling a bit hungry,
of
right?
Of course. I'm straight on the Ginsters, bro.
You did that hanging off with one arm, bro.
I've actually got a picture of it.
Of you hanging off?
I'll find the picture.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And that's what's lovely about what Simon did. So Let the Beach Roll, we did put a train party together, and we just went from Richmond to Oldscourt.
Yeah.
And then we went back again. And yeah, it was great fun. We got off at Stamford Brook. Everyone just got off and was crossing the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen this quite, you know, the pigs going straight through there.
Yeah.
There's people that hadn't crossed tracks before.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to watch someone blow up in a minute. Jesus. It's going to be horrible. And it was guys and girls just walking. Because everyone followed the guy that stuck across the tracks. So anyway, it could have been fucking hectic. Who anyway, I've got the video for that.
Who was that guy who went across the track?
Don't know. Just some guy we picked up from...
Oh, really?
God, that was caught.
Fuck you. Yeah. It's like pig and parrot.
No, so I had a boot. I had opened up my boot, the car, and I fucking opened up my booty. Opened up the boot, had all bitters in the back, and as I said, who wants to get
smashed?
Do a train party, because I was trying to revisit the 1986 train party that they had. Yeah, we put together. I thought that would make a good video for the audio bullies. So for Let the Beach Roll. No, correction. Ego War.
Yeah.
It was a good time because I had little kids and I was just like still feeling that I was getting into film and had the mini DV and I just thought, oh yeah, just trying to get some action shots really and do sort of graph orientated. And it was really good. So we did two of those, and I edited it all together. And I'll send it to you
so
you can put a little bit of a.
It don't matter who you know, 'cause this.
Yeah, that Ego War was the name of the album as well, and that was the title track of the album. And they wanted some visuals, but the visuals that you did never actually went through.
Well,
in
it's
the
interesting.
End.
I want to say this, and like I said, I don't want to speak for
the audio bullies lot.
For the audio bullies, yeah. But I feel that may have approached me just to get a different edge.
Yeah.
Because when you're sitting with creatives, they might be on a different page to you, and you might be thinking, oh, I could just do this myself. I know some guys, and they might have just tried me out. Mm. So I met a guy, got introduced to a guy called one of the representatives of one of the managers, and he said, yeah, give it a go. Mm. But so I just rattled up some footage.
Sick. And, on this station, a lot on this
Super
station.
8 as well.
On Super 8.
Super 8, 8 Sick. And Mini DV.
Nice.
So it's good.
And I was relating it a little bit to what Theme did with the visuals with the Chase and Status. It was the raw graffiti style of things. And Audio Bullies, not only they've had a great illustrious music career, they're still doing their thing, but they were very conscious about the visual aspect of it as well. Yeah. All their music videos always had a thing to it, you know?
Absolutely.
Very creative side to it. I rate them lot, man. Them lot really smashed it.
Things was a good track as well, actually. Mm. These things. So, yeah, funny enough, so we had Vega and Plot. They turned up and we were doing stuff just along here. Sick. It's quite open, the station, so it's really good, you know, visually.
That's a good thing you bring that up, because also now it's changed a lot. We would have seen in the intro the front of the station and all this. We filmed it already. But back in the day, there was not much to the station at all. That's another reason why a lot of things got done here, because there was no...
Is it still really similar?
It's all built up now.
Gates and all that kind of...
Oh, yeah. Right. You could really just walk.
It was literally... There was hardly even a conductor here ever. You
when
know
I,
what I mean?
When I used to get off here, coming back from school every day, sometimes there would just be, for no reason, like 5 ticket inspectors standing at the top of the stairs. And I'd go get off the platform, walk to the bottom of the stairs and just look up, see them, and absolutely no problem at all. Just turn around, walk back down here and back off there, and then round the corner into Dogshit Park, over the wall.
Just walk to this platform.
Yeah, during the day, as a kid.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
and
all the time.
Never, ever, ever, nobody ever saw me. Nobody shouted. Nobody.
It goes all quiet there.
Yeah, it's fucking beautiful down there, bro.
And
I really want to get in there.
So you go under. Let's do it now.
Yeah.
So you go through there.
Don't tempt him, he'll do it.
Do you know where it links onto the. Oh, man, this is a good story.
Yeah, go on.
Yes!
Look, we used to do acting. Yard, just over there. I don't know if you know.
In that direction,
There's a yard in Acton, but
I remember getting chased, and that's the diesel tracks. I think I went onto to walk along, and then hit this line to go back to Richmond. Mm-hmm. So that's like 3 stops. Walking back, I only had one shoe.
Say 3 stops though, but that's still quite a long distance between the stops.
With one shoe,
man.
It's even longer.
But back then there was these kind of like things called ball bangers. It was those fucking BR trains. Remember, it was slam doors.
Oh yeah, the slam doors.
Ball bangers.
There's a big ball bearing. It just go bang, and then it's just like, you know. It's like,
I thought you meant could get your balls caught in the slam door. That's what I thought. If your cojones were sufficient.
And how did that help with your barefoot journey, the ball banging?
Well, I found a shoe.
You found a shoe?
I found a woman's shoe, a high heel shoe.
And you decided to wear it because you had no shoe.
So I had one high heel and a trainer walking back. Oh, I'll tell you that. I needed that.
Joke.
So it is, but the worst was with some writers, and I'm not going to name them, but they were at Richmond Station at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they saw me coming up the platform with a high heel shoe.
Oh, really? They saw you?
In the morning.
The same story.
I've been fucking chased. Because the reason why I lost it is because I got over the fence, I got halfway over the fence, and these security guards
grabbed your foot.
Fucking yanked my shoe off.
Was it nice trainers?
No,
were you wearing? Were you into trainers back then? Was it a nice?
No.
Okay, yeah.
I was a tramp back then. So I didn't lose anything.
Fucking, he was that close though. He grabbed
it, and then I fell over, and then we're just face to face, and I just thought, you know, you get that 2 seconds to go, right, there's a fence between us.
Yeah.
fucking bolting.
Who were you with on that act in the acting thing? You got chased. Were you on your J's?
I was with a guy called Mister.
Okay.
And
I've seen a Mister train.
Yeah, he did a few panels and trains back in the day. But he touched on it really. He didn't really go for it. But
not so, like the big dogs.
And
you know what I mean?
Did he get caught? Did he get caught on that one? That you got away with, where he got your shoe?
He didn't. It was fine.
Okay,
he got away. But we went there twice.
Have you ever been caught? Or if you don't want to talk about it, it's fine.
Yeah, it's actually fine. I was just going back to there. Just where it meets those tracks.
Yeah.
There's a little dip and there's that wall there. It's just in front of these.
Mate, it's been a long time, but yeah.
Bomb. So that was used to be a nice little bit. With Jest. We bombed that with Pat, but they're not, you know, it's nothing sort of memorable, but there's a nice little wall there that everyone's done. And just where it meets the tracks, you've got Ons and everyone, they've done some nice piece there.
We did the diet pieces there.
Yes.
For his birthday.
Tribute
pieces.
We did.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, that park... That's got a lovely back wall to it as well.
Strand on the Green.
Yeah.
There's a Mint tag in there.
Yes.
Yes.
And I did. There was a Don Blockbuster in there. You could see, and I thought, I'm hitting that because you could just go past. And it's a nice park, but that got buffed pretty quickly. But
there's a Don Blockbuster in that park.
Yeah. Yeah. Just on the back wall, which is not the other one we talk about. It's just got. When are we going to get back on it? When are we going back to? Well, it's nice actually because the first time I got done was Gloucester Road.
Six. What, in the yard?
First time with Chard. And it's nice to mention because it's with Ganja. And which I did. See, it's quite. It's a bit sentimental, really. He's a very close friend of mine. Mm. And we hung out and. Showed me the ropes, man, and he really was incredible.
He'll be my favourite writer of.
He's a king.
He was
up there with Casby for me.
I don't know what it is. He's just a fucking king, basically.
Yeah.
And I wrote on there to my old pal Ganja. And it was like a little
was that
bit.
Before he passed?
Oh, God, yeah, it was early. I mean, he would have seen it and gone. It was sentimental bollocks. What's going on there, man? Fucking, I knew him when I was. 12, 13, could have been younger, like primary school. Gas and fucking thinners with that guy.
Huffing and
puffing. I mean, but I knew when I wrote that was 87, I knew my relationship with Ganja would have been totally different. He'd gone off to not still with us, but to higher level of craft status.
Yeah.
He was like untouchable.
And he had loads of different names.
And I knew I'd never be able to keep up with that. It was a bit of like. That's what I say, I don't know what else I've done really. It's fucking probably one of the things. And
I think you're talking about yourself as in not well enough.
Well, it is
you're
to
not
my
giving
old
yourself enough steeds.
And I was. But,
you're a talented bloke. With the artists and stuff like that. If I told you to draw this, you'd just draw it, you know what I mean? You're an artist. And if you'd have carried on doing your graph, a bit like Ganja, got into it,
yeah.
You would have been sick. You were sick! And you would have been sick. I love your hands,
Well, I appreciate that, man. I mean,
yeah.
You guys,
but we can always look back.
We talk about the next generation, which is your generation, which is same generation as a few. Half a decade or something. It just doesn't seem much, but it is as well. It just seems like you started in 88 and you weren't there in 86. It could make a difference, but there's no difference. You guys pushed it to another level, which was more fucking embodied it graph. You know,
you're talking about in the 90s era.
Yeah,
it went up a little for sure.
Yeah, well, it had to, because it starts and it gets better and more refined.
Isn't it a double-edged sword, though? Like, in the 80s, they always laugh about, it was so easy to do the art, it was so easy, and you could spend a lot more time, and you could do more complicated pieces. Whereas in the 90s, there was a bit of a crackdown, and there was more surveillance and more cameras and more, like, you know, trip things
it's
and
really
all that.
Odd. People say it was really easy back then,
but
it was such a new thing. That.
But I just wanted to continue my point. In the 80s, there just wasn't as many people doing it. In the 90s, there was a big boom of people doing it, so there was a lot of graft getting done. A load of things got mullered. Things that in the 80s they didn't even think were possible to do got done in the 90s.
It's got to get better and better.
Yeah.
But maybe there was a style element went down off a little bit.
Can just be a bit slower. They were a bit... I don't know. All I know is... I don't know if it's bad luck. I got banged up, but I got fucking nicked and, you know, it got heavy
early
from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I got...
Right from the beginning.
So you and Ganja got
I had
nicked.
Bad luck.
You and Ganja
got nicked. Yeah, it was awful.
NG.
Yeah,
right.
NG, but...
Oh, man, what were you doing, the two-side or the three-side?
Two-side. With the old school, the New York entrance, which is the one that comes down. I think it's barred up, or has it been released now? Is it?
Which bit of it? On G.
Side, yeah, the one that came
two off. Side, yeah.
Cromwell Road, I think. Just there. Sainsbury's.
And did you get out when you... Oh, no, you got nicked in there.
15 police.
Wow.
35mm camera ripped open, pulled out the film. You ain't going to see these photographs again.
Oh, they didn't even keep it for evidence.
No, they took their Polaroids.
Oh, they had so their own.
It's really weird. No, they it was very interesting.
Yeah.
They exposed it. Right. Fucking just, I don't know.
They knew what was going to hurt your face.
But they just
they knew
banged
what would
it, but
hurt
they could have had other stuff in there.
You know?
But it was quite odd. But in the court case, there was just like some ropey Polaroids in Hammersmith, where it's just about to get buffed. The Don and Gunja.
And you only saw them when, like, as police evidence. They're not online or anything.
I could have requested that.
Yeah, I know.
What, window down?
Window down, yeah.
Done
I've actually
G.
done visual
pieces
representations.
Or
I've actually put it through AI.
Really?
To bring it back.
Send that shit.
I'm gutted because I know it. He sloped his ganja and I just had a don that flared out and it was just the biggest, thickest fucking black camouflage out border.
Yeah.
That went over and it was traditional of that time, oranges and yellows and fire and Jason's was blue, you know, like Olympic blue, sky blue. We were finished.
Yeah.
I don't even know why we were there. We could have just left, actually. But
you'd taken the photos, finished the pieces.
Done. They could have been watching us and waiting for us then to leave. And it was just straight away. Horse Ferry magistrates. And then, that was it. And that kind of put me off.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just...
What was the
for
punishment?
For a little bit. £50 fine.
£50 fine for doing G.
Just a window now.
It's 200.
I think it was four times.
Jesus.
I remember doing breakdancing in Covent and I got a fiver. I put it through the kind of the inflation. £20.
£20. For doing breakdancing.
Loads of Mars bars and Coca-Colas.
Yeah.
For a kid.
Should we go down the station and remember the bits, like down on where each bit was? And then maybe we bop over to Dogshit Park and have a little...
Now, we mentioned these guys. It's about me.
Yeah, it's about you. It's true.
We are here in
Dogshit Park.
There's literally a dog there doing a shit as we speak.
They've put loads of trees here so you can't play football anymore.
Is that why? Yeah, they weren't here last time.
These weren't here. There was two trees there. That's a goal.
Well, look. This is the wall. Let me get it from the front.
This is the bit that people really like because you can see it from the tube when it's not overgrown.
Yeah, it's pretty overgrown at the moment. That's the tracks are just behind that bush there.
Look at that delta. Isn't it? Huge.
Yeah, it's nice. Anik. Jive. Simply Rockers. Erno up there. So this was the way you used to get on. Obviously, that's all there was before.
All there was.
But
it's
now
a bit more of
this.
A drop on the other side.
Yeah.
But now they've got this fucking green fence.
What's that?
Pussy old behaviour.
Oh yeah, dickhead behaviour, tagging on trees, man. What's that?
Anyway, party people from Dogshit Park, we're going to go back to the Don episode, but before that, OCB always show us love, so we show it right back. You know what I'm saying? OCB is the UK's fastest growing paper brand. From Republic Technologies UK, most widely known for its range of roll your own smoking papers. Named after its origins in La France, OCB where tu connais, the brand was established in 1918, marking over 100 years of expertise and choice for smokers.
Boy.
Yes, man.
Also, we've got to pick a quick winner from last week. Hold on, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do it completely random. I'm scrolling up and down.
Up and down, baby.
Comment section of the last episode. Dull Bedsit Blogger.
Dull Bedsit Blogger. Oh, he's sitting in a dull bedsit doing a blog.
Yeah, and he said, great Syntax track. Dr. Syntax, we came in on a Dr. Syntax track.
We did.
All right, big up, man. Hit us up. Let us know where to send you some OCB Almshouse goodies.
OCB!
Okay, so I did want to make sure I include a little piece to show a bit of respect to Don. This podcast thing that we're doing, we've been doing it for about 3 odd years or so, and there's a bunch of other people as well. The first man in London to do a graffiti podcast was this man right here. He had the forethought to do it. When did you do it? Was it earlier than 2012?
It was about 12 years ago. Articulate show.
Articulate.
And
how many episodes did you get done?
Did 50.
50? Fuck.
Do you see how things get better and better and better? Now, you guys are on triple numbers now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then others are... sometimes it starts... But I stopped at 50. One, I fell out with the radio station. They were just... They would have a vase and I'd stick a mic in there and it was all kind of like getting very fucking ad hoc. And I lost my patience a little bit with it. It was just people eating. Yeah, anyway.
So it was a live thing on a radio then and it was just a...
Cut! We can't flag them off. I don't want to slag them off, but no, it got really messy. It got really messy. Cut all the... Cut that little bit of the slagging off.
Okay.
But let's...
Wasn't
I'm going to stop.
Slagging off,
I'm going to stop. Yeah, that's slagging off compared to me. I'm hardcore, aren't I? Fucking hell.
You
hardly said
anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Start now. At Hoxton FM, they were amazing. They took me on board. They took this show on board.
Yeah.
And it was, it was lovely, lovely guys there. And I just started, I had to start off with Jimmy C. He's an Aussie graffer, and he does all the pixelated portraits in Shoreditch. I was quite amazed by it. Pointillism. That's it. And I said, Jimmy, I've got to start this off.
Yeah.
Whoa. Does it pull on a red light there sometimes? You can...
No, not unless someone's trespassing.
Interesting.
So
Jimmy C.
But I want to, like, you wanted to do something like this. You approached them, or they approached you, or you were like just in your head. Podcasts were already a thing, and you were like, there should be a graph one or an art one. Or
I tell you what, how it all started is I was with a lovely lady, and she was doing with Chocky, funny enough, not with Chocky, but on the same. It's called Kane FM. And it was called the Mrs. Show.
Chock used to have a piece on that wall as well.
That's Chock, the Lady Chock.
Lady Chock, yeah.
Chocky.
Yeah, but Chocky, rock stars, a bit of Chocky. And, oh man, I just was fucking loving it. I was supporting her. Okay. And I thought to myself, she's doing so well with this. Bringing on Jerome Hill was on it.
Okay.
On the Kane FM,
more
the Mrs.
Music
Show.
About music stuff, though, yeah?
Music stuff. Yeah. And I thought, I want to get some guys on, man. We've got to start talking about our thing, you know, our history. And I thought, nah, it's a bit could have worked this out. Maybe I'll just do it as like an art show, so I can sneak in graph, bring in like some wordsmiths, sculptors, photographers, bring back the graph, you know, because I didn't want to, because it was quite early, I don't want to make it.
Yeah. And you're a blatant
about graph.
Yeah, and you're I don't want it to come back.
And you're a street artist, you're an artist in your own right, and so of course that's your lanes, you know what I mean? Obviously with the
so it's Shoreditch, so it was all big with the street art. Yeah. I was a bit late, because I think it was 2000 and we were kicking off there, but I kind of was reluctant, because I was a graffer.
Yeah.
But I did succumb to it in the end. I just thought, I'll get an older of a, you know, son's 15, you know, got another one on around, you know, is it the art thing? My brother passed away, I didn't mean to say this, but I came out of the film industry and I just went, fuck this, I don't know. I don't know what to do with myself. And then I just thought, well, Banksy's doing this thing. Do I like it? Don't I like it? And I just thought, man, I'm going to try and challenge this shit. I'm going to try and burn this shit.
Yeah.
It became like a challenge. So I thought, how are these people doing it? How are they doing this?
Mm-mm.
Spray paint, stenciling, and I thought, I started cutting things out. I went, how am I going to fucking do this? And there's a portrait thing. So I started doing, you know, stars, traditional stuff. Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, just to get some...
Yeah, portraits, yeah.
Portraits.
I remember that some of the early ones as well.
Did you do a self-portrait in that style as well?
I did one, yeah, South Bank.
Yeah.
Skate park. I did it. It was when Batman came out with the Joker and I just put a thing on it. I just tried...
No one's ever seen you and Batman in the same room. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
I've been in the room many
That's
times.
That's a good point. So you have this artistic flair. You've been doing all this for a few years now. And then you get inspiration from this other show with Chucky and Rage. Who was it? Sorry?
Well, it was the Misses. It was lovely Lindy Layton and Mel Foster.
Yeah.
They were putting the show together.
Yeah.
And... We were doing this thing, and I just thought, fuck, I could do this. This is lovely. This is maybe it's like desert discs or desert island discs.
It was purely oral as well. It's not visual.
Well, this is it. So people were saying you should do this. Put this on YouTube, and it was quite early, really, for YouTube.
Sure, I've seen a visual of your podcast.
I don't know. I remember the Met episode being a mental one. That's what I remember.
So it was all vocal. Met's one was on there. That was great with Reefer and the rest of them in the background with the fucking tambourines and stuff. Jesus, that took ages to get released because the Hoxton FM went, don't think we can do this anymore. This is fucking nuts.
It was just off the handle, yeah. I remember when it came out.
Madness. You had to edit that.
But a little bit, not much. But it's still there. It was the best, one of the best like viewing shows.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's how it all started. And I thought, how am I going to do this? So... this is why I take my hat off to you guys, because you have to organise it. That WhatsApp group is a brilliant idea.
Mm.
You need to get it down. So we've got Bunny on there, didn't I?
Rest in peace.
If you heard that. Yeah. That was lovely to get him on there. Insane was very helpful to do that. He came on, had Envy, Mean came on, had so many different people.
They're still available to listen to now.
Absolutely,
on SoundCloud?
Yeah. Mixcloud,
on. I'll put the link below.
But it's exhausting.
It's long.
And to keep on top of it with you know.
Was it once a week or once a month?
Once a week.
It was once a week, yeah, like this show.
Once a week, so you're prepping one already or two. You've got them all lined up.
And people drop out last minute. And you've
got to come up with new ideas all the time, and they got to be good.
Well, this is it. So there was a formula where everyone would kind of speak about the similar sort of thing. Oh, Subway Arts, how it started, Covent Garden, and breakdancing.
People are kind of sick of hearing about
talk about Grove. I took over the pit.
Yeah.
I painted the whole fucking thing.
Oh, you did.
Oh, yeah.
You actually did, didn't you? Yeah.
You got flicked.
Who did I go over? Oh, I know who I went over.
Everyone.
The floor. I just thought it might have been a thing where it was kind of.
Have you got
losing
footage
my
of
brother?
This?
I've got some footage. Oh yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
You got so basically, you have Drift 27 helped me with the paint. He got the supply because he was a tradie. He worked for the council. Just got. It took 9 hours to do, to paint the whole thing. And
I don't remember this.
We just fucking gridded it out, and we just got 18-inch rollers and just fucking poured it, pushed it.
All
so
over
basically
the
what it was is a sunken D, because they couldn't do a D the other way around. It had to be one that went
into
the ground. So yeah. I still did the traditional graph
3D.
And it was...
So just the floor of... What are you talking about?
And
the walls, everything.
Everything.
I don't remember this,
man. Yeah, everything. Oh, so it's black and white.
Did you post this quite recently? Because I was on something and I saw it. And I thought, what? He's painting the pit. He's like rolling the...
I got something for you
did
guys.
People get really pissed off of you when he did it?
I was looking at his
face. I got something for you!
But wait, before we move on,
Okay, sorry.
Did people get mad pissed off at you for painting?
Well, I had guys who were in the cage, but I was all with high vises. So it looked like the council was just
so
doing like
official. Yeah.
It's all gonna go.
It's all gonna go, boys.
I'm gonna get something for you guys.
Get us something, go on. Get us something. Right, what's this on the train, man? Someone's been busy. Oh shit, what have we got here?
Do you remember when I bought a t-shirt?
Hold on, we need to eat this, clean it out.
It's like, here it
it's
is!
It's like Mary Poppins' bag. Oh!
He knew it was there the whole time.
Wow. For you guys.
Classic book, vintage London graffiti.
Bruv.
Pack
that is
one.
Bang up my street.
Book each for you.
Brother.
Presents from Pack.
Yo, that's
from
incredible.
Pack, he put this together. And there's some lovely seminal tags at the back as well, which you're going to love.
Oh, shit.
Pack managed to fish like the old school well out and an acid 27, shit. Enigma, lovely fuel.
Is that you on the roof? A Richmond?
Just
hold on.
Fed.
Yeah, fed.
Yes, with feud.
Chop.
One off.
Oh, is that you?
That's him, no?
Hey.
And feud. Look, that was crazy.
Amidst our vandalism escapades, Don and Feud came up with a bright idea.
Oh, incredible.
There might be some pictures in here. I know.
Let's have a look.
This is bang up my street!
Honestly,
are they still for sale? Some of these. Easy.
You've put those bits in as well.
A couple of little bits, a little sneaky at Barnes Bridge.
Are these still for sale? Can people
get it?
Okay, I'll put the link below, people. You can cop this book.
There's not many. They're going to sell out as fuck.
It sort of goes back to early pit as well. It's really nice. It's found in three corners.
Ew.
So, but I was just getting to, that's some of the Richmond stuff.
Yeah.
Got there. Oh, that's that little bit of wall, that's the Richmond stuff.
I remember that. It's
Text again finished it because End was going to do it, but he bailed out. The End was part of RFK as well because I was going to do Don End. Because do you know why? I was going to finish my graph career.
So it's over. End.
So I said, mate, can you do this at the end? He didn't come. So does that mean something?
Yeah, it means something.
It was...
Your graph career did not end.
Oh, the lovely Crude's little fame there. It's one of the... I couldn't believe we had pictures of it. It's one of my favourite pieces. But Crude did Fame, not Fame. Even Fame's a king in himself.
Mm.
But there's a lovely little pack recently I did. That was lovely on a...
Little thing. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, 19.
New York.
There's our thing in there.
What's that there?
I might not. Oh, yeah, that's a little history there. Minty, rest in peace, Gancha. And Joelle, bless her.
There's a Don.
Oh, that's it. And then Fed, we did something there.
Who covered that in the paint?
Fed. Whitewashed it. He couldn't stand it.
Oh, he
threw a bucket
himself.
Of paint over it.
It's really
I couldn't never understand that.
What's that? I've never seen that.
Oh, that's Acton Town. That was
your face. Okay. Is that the same train?
Yeah. That's it for 1990. Yole.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the C.
Amazing.
It's Fed. Rest in peace. There. It's the
Don.
Din.
Is that the Din, yeah? No, that Din's wasn't the there. One that was here. Is that the one that was here down there?
Q, yeah.
The mushroom one, oh, that was funny. Did that in Acton. town who couldn't get into the yard, so I just bombed someone's fucking back garden.
What was UBG? Oh, Urban Gangsters.
Urban Gangsters. Oh, there's...
Hip-hop, you don't stop, mate.
As Dog said, mate, you're doing stuff that's... a fat tag with an outline. Oh, look at Cab. Bless him, man, when we're at Grey Court.
Yeah. Cab 32.
Yeah. Yes.
He wrote Coochie, didn't he?
Coochie as well.
Coochie 32, and he had
Cab
that
32.
Throw up that was sick. And it was a 3 and a 2. And there's a guy doing it now, just Matt, just incidentally, doing a 3 and a 2.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his one was much better.
This is Sundance, funny enough.
Oh, okay.
Hammersmith, Sundance.
This is, Chiswick. I mean, some of this, you've seen this already, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've seen some of these floating about. Oh, yeah. Asia Snake there, Asia.
Yeah, that's amazing.
The Dawn Dub is nice.
Wow.
This is an incredible book, and thank you for the gift, man. It's incredible.
Oh, no, pleasure.
Oh, my God. I know what I'm doing tonight. Uh-huh. Not watching Spain on there.
It's, Lies, that's still a ghost of that in Richmond. That's really weird.
Right.
It's still there, and that was 88. Oh, bizarre.
I did that Chiswick Park.
There
station.
It is.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
There's the pit.
That's it. So we lined it up there with the D. Look, so that's the line.
Oh, shit. And then that's the floor, right?
And that's the drawing.
Like
I did a drawing for it.
Crazy. What year was this? 2006. Damn.
Think so.
No, it says, the pit, 2006.
Thank you. Man's got to write things down.
Yeah,
it's insane.
So it's quite sick. Bizarre. Look, it's a little,
little
guy there.
I like that little guy. He's in proportion.
Your little like blueprints and shit. It's
trying
incredible.
To work it out. Jesus. So yeah, that's the rel that...
Joelle. She passed away. That's her. Yeah. Passed away.
And that's in that...
Hammersmith
in the
warehouse.
The warehouse, exactly, yeah, next to where Latimer School was, down from there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to do a shout-out to Dare
boys.
As well.
Dare.
Dare, yeah.
All right.
This AGM. Was Ganja.
Yeah.
Yeah, rel.
Well,
that Don is so cool.
That's what we did at Acton Town.
Who was that other fucking Don with the window down blockbuster that people always get confused with?
That's great.
You.
We're talking
Ice
about
three.
This.
Yeah.
Because I always declare it and everyone goes, fucking hell, man, you're like a broken record.
Yeah.
But no, he did the Don one in Acton, funny enough, in Prime, and the Don, which was connected to a massive, I think they connected it because it was all going to the Buff.
Yeah.
It was done, is it all gay east?
Yeah.
It's done east, and they connected it, and we fucking cracked it.
Yeah.
I've had to catch up ever since. It's the most dopest thing ever.
This was at the same time that you were writing Don.
I was writing Don before. And
but you said he didn't write Don. What was this
Ice
guy?
Ice 3.
Ice 3, that was it, yeah.
He was Ice 3. Yeah. He wrote War as well. And Don and Jason came in. Ganja, it's okay.
Yes, yeah, he passed away.
He said, "Paul, what the fuck, Don, joining dots." Ice Free started writing Don, and I went, "Oh fuck, King, what do I do?" I'll carry on writing it because that's what we do at Arms House.
Yes. Yeah.
Shit. Oh,
fuck, you can't.
You don't back down. Even if you're in the corner.
Oh,
yeah. So we said, I'm the big Don from Q York.
Yeah.
He doesn't know, does he? Who he's fucking with.
But no, but I remember before even Instagram was really a thing on Facebook, whenever that photo came up, you would get tagged in it always, and then you'd have to always explain.
Did you see my little comment? Oh, yeah, so I was a book and a record, so you would have seen the declaration.
You had to
I'll find out like that photo. Toys will always come up when I look for your graph.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so I tried to. So obviously, it was only about a year later I did the top to bottom, which was on a scrap, but it was fresh, but it was just coming out of use on the red Northern line. So I did that, so it was like kind of that nicely shot photo shoot, blue sky, made it look all fucking, you know,
the nuts,
biblical,
yeah,
and you know, versus that. So I went, okay, so you know, it's one thing again, you know, Zachy does this. Yeah. I gotta go there.
You gotta do that.
That's what we do on Arms
yeah,
House.
That's it.
Step
no, no, no.
it up.
That's
yeah,
it.
So you know, it's so yeah. The Don Ice Free, enough respect.
Yeah.
Started this. Saga, all the No Limits crew, all those guys, Nonstop. I mean, they started a style, and you just looked at those and went, right, this is, you know, Kane, you know, it's Bunny, all those guys. Were
Who
just...
would you say is the biggest inspiration to you? Would you say Rel or Ganja? Was that early on, I'm talking, like the guy really got you?
It was Grace.
Grace.
Essay, select artist, man.
Who mentioned him before?
Select artist, that is a crew.
Essay,
a crew name.
It's
man.
In there. The photograph. They did a lovely
selector.
One. Yeah, it's really nice. They did a lovely. He just had it down. Now, Grace did an alphabet. I got some of Jason's outlines. Oh man, this is a story because we went to Christ School, and he fucking tore up his black book. Was clapped up with his outlines and stuffed him in the bin. And I walked past and
who's
I could see Jason's, Ganja's outlines in the bin. I went, what's he fucking doing? You know, he's like in the next class or was probably bunked up or something.
You're like, what?
I picked him out.
Picked those up.
That's it. Boom, of course.
I said, Jason, I said, your fucking outlines are in the bin. What are you doing? It's like me having a meltdown and me just throwing them in the, from my bed.
Yeah, no,
and then
it,
Pat coming along and picking them out
fishing
and yourselves
out.
And you just go, look.
Have you still
theme.
Got them?
Do you want, you fucking, look, you. You're right now, Amber. You're right now. Do you want your outlines back? He just said, no, I'm fucking. I just, and somehow I've still got them.
Wow.
Now, getting back to Grace, he did an alphabet. And I don't know, I heard about Dondi did an alphabet. I don't know, it got passed around, didn't it? But anyway, Grace did an alphabet.
Okay.
And you could see. Was it Bando or Zaki? It's all a bit. But Grace was just...
It's a bit like Bando.
Yeah, I don't know. It's that style. It's just...
And when you say they did an alphabet, they drew out A, B, C, D, E, F, and then other people could take those letters and incorporate their own style into it. And like it was like a jumping off thing, especially back in that time when there was no internet, no none of
There's
that
There's a
shit.
Few alphabets. I never saw it. I kind of make, I suppose... Subway R and just like the peppermint letters doing the bars and getting the thick and thins probably which you do amazingly you've got the fucking style down so I suppose you know going back to then when it's like look at it right now it's like it's a bit out of shape but yeah I think Grace was in Code 5
These are your inspirations.
They really were, because that's Sundance again, just in Hammersmith.
So the dancing and the graph and hip-hop, that whole thing.
Sundance is a graph spot.
Yeah. But it was a dance studio as well, yeah?
Yeah, next door was breaking, break dancing. So it was like our version of a little bit of ghetto.
Yeah.
Hammersmith.
Just a little bit of
ghetto. Arches, trains going past. Dump site, you know, it was a little bit, it was really, you know, you see that lovely picture in there.
Yeah, we saw
it. I think it's Agro or Dares walking across. We used to just get all the cans together and set my light. It was a little fucking playground, but it was great, everyone went there.
A bit safer than the Labrador Grove version of it, under the flyover.
Yeah.
Because there you're more likely to get jacked, right, or something.
No, Jason and I had a horrible time there where.
Oh,
they were looking for DVA against these other guys. Anyway, it was two guys who were hiding.
So three of us will be in the shop.
They were hiding and they came out chasing like sticks with nails. And they were just like, it was just a stick in the nail. And Jason was just getting battered by this guy. His arm was getting punctured by this fucking nail.
Well, they were rivals or not?
No, they were looking for DVA. They thought we were DVA, and we said, no, I tell you what.
What's
so Jason
DVA?
The Velvet Agents.
The Velvet Agents, okay. And they were a graph crew or just a gang?
The Velvet Agents.
Yeah,
does that come out all right?
Da Velvet Agents, yes. The Velvet Agents. Urban gangsters, the Velvet Agents, fucking...
DVA, I thought it was like a fucking glue or something.
Yeah.
Angels, the Velvet... Velvet Angels. I used to think they were called the Velvet Angels.
Oh.
The Velvet Angels. DVA, oh man, okay. Maybe they weren't called the Velvet Angels.
Okay, regardless. So this other
guy came. They thought we were the Velvet Angels.
So what did they do? They grabbed you up and...
They went and they didn't...
Put nails in a stick and beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. So they batter. And then they said, well, would you write then? And as soon as Jason...
Yeah.
Ganja. The face dropped.
Oh, shit. So they
knew. They just fucking realised they've assaulted a king. They didn't know then what was going to happen. And I was just like, told you so.
Billy Big Bollocks now.
Yeah, now he's
swinging like this, got to put him in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, now
oh,
he's like.
Oh, my God, Billy Bollocks.
You're going to pay for that. No, I felt really fucking quite like honoured. And it's like, you know, what do you write? Don, yeah, kind of seen it around. But Jason was like, and they just were like, you couldn't, dude. It was one of those, you might have seen that a couple of times where it's just like super aggressive and it just panders down. It's like, the world is just about to swallow them up because you just suddenly thought, now we're after those. Now we are fucking numero uno. We've just assaulted, a king in the game.
So when you, like, this is a question I ask most guests, is when you've been painting, even later on, even in any sort of artistic capacity, who have you painted next to where you were like, oh man, I got to step it up. I got to bring the shit. Obviously, Rel would be one. Yeah, I'm assuming Rel, obviously. Is there any other names that stick out? Maybe even, like I said, later on.
No.
No? Okay, yeah, he's the dude, man.
Because it's his arms house.
Arms house!
This is our show. This is who you got to keep it up, right?
Yeah.
No, of course. Damn.
Yeah, of course. How did many. Duster. Yeah. UA was...
Oh, wow, okay.
Damn. You're in UA.
UA, yeah.
United Artists, for those that don't know. And that is whose crew?
Scenes.
Scenes.
Duster's
He's in Scenes crew.
Who's it? You know, Comet was in it. I mean, Dooley.
Comet, the throw-up king.
Sinner, Sin. You know, so many. But
who put you in? This is fucking
Duster.
Huge. Really?
Because I, look, came across Duster on Facebook and I went, oof. What? He's painting canvases just for himself. And I went, fuck, there'll be loads of people that want to see him here.
Yeah.
Let's get a show together.
Oh, wow.
Let's put on a show. I was thinking, right, okay. Then spoke to London Mace, Order first, spoke to him first. They were running a London Miles gallery. I went, Order, I'm putting this together and I'm going to need some help. And then they managed to find a location, managed to sell like 80 seats, which would pay for his flight. It was like pre-sale tickets. So it kind of was a formula that worked. So it'd be a Q&A, gallery showing, and taking him to Stockwell, Leek Street, and the Pit. And Robbo was there. It was incredible. And he used to call me toenails. So that was quite funny because he said I was so far up Duster's arse that he could see my toenails.
See your toenails.
Bless him. I do love him for that. That is fucking
respect,
funny. He goes, you like toenails? Has that become me fucking new nickname? Is it toenails?
It worked in the end. He put you in UA.
No, I did. It was so funny, Robert. Oh, that was too funny.
So that
funny.
Was Robert who called him toenails.
Yeah, because you're so far up Duster's.
Yeah.
But it worked because Duster ended up...
Oh, right. Yeah.
No, exactly. Yeah, but it was like...
I'm sure he's exactly.
I had to keep it... Duster would go, Paul, don't worry, man. I've grown up with angel dust and I've been out my fucking head and it's okay, we'll do the show. But he was so... wired being here and everyone wanted to see him here and I just thought the next day he's got to be there functioning because we've sold tickets. Celebrity status, I don't want to have half a man at the exhibition.
Of course.
How old is he?
The whole reason why is you're here.
He's older than something like 60 plus. But, you know, he can work hard, play hard and everything. He's so talented. And I just thought, wow, you're LA and Harvey will be, and it's the first time he's left the US.
Shit, runners. I could not read that, but I'm glad we got some runners at least.
On the district as well.
Got some colours.
Yeah, some
on the, really yeah.
I didn't read any of them. Did you read any of them?
No, I didn't recognise any. The middle one looked better, the best.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, they just walk in now, don't they? If you, you know,
from foreign.
They'll just walk in and it's the best time.
But stop the boats.
We're here though, that's the only thing.
You get a certain confidence, isn't it, when you're abroad.
Because you fuck off.
Yeah, you just think.
So maybe that's how you should think.
Yeah.
And then you'll just walk in to Hammersmith.
Look, we're not going to obviously say anything too mad bait on here, but Don, not only is he an artist in his own right, like we've already mentioned, you still get the itch every now and again to you know, you get the itchy trigger finger. Without going into specifics or anything too bait.
It's a bizarre one, really, because it's all. Obviously, I'm addicted to a little bit of the buzz still.
Mm. Can I say, with the utmost respect, you seem like you've got like ADHD, or do you have like you're very
I've got
like
loads of problems.
You are on like you know.
I've got
in a beautiful way.
I've got loads of issues. No, I've got on.
Yeah,
I've got on with life.
Of course.
This is very interesting. You mentioning that.
I'm just saying, like, as in you know, when you're out there.
Very interesting. On a slightly different, similar. But what's happened to all the grafters? We're in part of the. I'm a tradie, really. I'm a painter, decorator, bit of carpentry.
Big up Aiki.
Big up Aiki, yeah.
Worked with him. The station as well. Aiki did the station plenty of times.
Very proficient
Vizzo,
worker.
The City Life.
The City Life, yeah. Vizzo RIT. The City Life. Big up GFS, SB, VFL. All the heads that pass through here, so many people, man.
Incredible. We love them. We see them from time to time. So
TGS,
it's
yeah.
still there.
Yeah.
The adrenaline, and I need that bus. But you know, I do, you know, the double can thing.
Yeah.
Did you actually do that?
Double dildo. You'd have
the
a chrome.
The strap on. That's what we call it.
You'd have a chrome on one side, and then the bottom of the chrome, I'm trying to explain this.
Just parcel tape.
Yeah, and then so the top bit like that, then you spin it upside down, you've got your outline colour.
Black and a white.
Yeah, explain it.
And then you've got your fill colours, which is a light blue and a dark blue.
Mm.
And then you've got them both in your hand.
Boom. You just like.
And you've got 800 mil
of
two of a variant colours.
Two 400 mils, yeah.
So instead of you.
There's no bending like down to pick up cans, saving those precious seconds.
And you run up a bank, so they support you as well. You can stab into the floor and just fucking crawl up the bank, 45 degrees.
That's a great thing as well, isn't it? That's a really good thing.
Support yourself on these lovely dry days where everything, the bank is very dry and
very
slippy.
Very dry.
Or you can go up a very
crumbling
muddy
underfoot.
Bank. Yeah, it gets very
slippy.
No, I'm blown away by you, your energy, because like you said, you're grafters, yeah? I know Theme is a grafter. I'm a lazy bugger.
No, what's happened to the grafters?
Nowadays,
to find people that will do a fucking good honest day's work, and Mace is a grafter.
Yeah.
If you bring him on a job, he'll go on. I've just been on a job recently,
four
20-minute breaks and a lunch break, and we are just going working.
Walking
through it.
No,
and it's like
said,
this guy, this foreman ended up looking at us like we're fucking legends.
Mm.
Like no complaints, we're just getting the job done.
No complaints, no cutting corners, just doing the work.
Corners.
You know what I mean? And
but
you're right.
Now,
yeah.
To find people, how can we find people?
Can you
now?
Get a reach on those, please?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And can you gracefully accept my present?
Oh. Talking to Mike.
Can you gracefully accept my present from Infamy?
Yes. No.
Don't do anything we wouldn't do with it. Yeah.
Don't worry about that. That's from a previous leak. This is a new bag.
No, I love it.
So this one's a rust one. That one's a purple one. I don't know what that one's red and that one's blue. And there's an Arms House sticker in there for you, sir.
See. Infamy. Thank you.
Arms House.
Thank you.
Now big up, yes, we got some markers in there, some nice stinky inks there as well. And you're gonna do a little
you do a reach
On here?
On the map.
on the maps.
And
we will be giving these away for people who
Don
leave.
Just like the one that's on your shoulder.
Okay. Oh, I want to say thank you for having the sticker on the guitar, man.
That oh, yeah.
That is fucking lovely of you, man.
I got the t-shirt as well in blue.
Oh, yeah,
which sticker on the guitar? What are you talking about?
The Don sticker, the Reach. It's on my guitar.
Oh, on your guitar on the old episodes, of course. The Don Reach in every episode in the early one. I forgot.
Top to bottom.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Should
I do two? I've got two versions. I mean.
Well, we got two maps for you to do.
Version one. That's what they call it. Version one.
Okay. Oh. If you need me to hold, do you need me to hold it? Are you guys good? I got that one. All right.
All right.
Nice.
It looks shit, doesn't it?
What was your weapon of choice back in the day? What did you love back in the day? What utensils?
80 millimeter that we used to work.
Yeah.
Big poster.
Yeah. Wow. On the insides and stuff. What about paint?
Kez showed me it.
Oh yeah.
With Ganja once, and I mean, fuck. He sat me down and talked me through it. But that was just at the end. It was really bad. So Kez did his lovely Kez with his big fucking Z, and then he wrote Ganja, and that was it. And I went, put me up. Yeah. And then he did it, and it was just fucking
bang bang.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
That was it. But chisel, definitely.
Yeah. What types of inks? Were you particular about inks, or were you like now?
The Edding 850 was there, and silver.
Yeah.
Which is it's Belton.
Belton.
Hammerite and Belton.
Yeah.
It was that was it. Stone chip, something for the trackside bombing. So that just came out, fired out. It's black chrome aluminium, duplicate color.
Yes.
Found out that was the just stayed. Mm-mm. That's why that lies is still there.
Yeah.
It didn't buff. It didn't. Spectra started flaking. It could just disappear.
All right. We'll
best dad ever.
Yeah, listen. It's Father's Day, people, so Dean wants to get a little video.
Yeah, also, we just saw those lovely train panels. Oh,
yeah.
That was good to see. Listen, I've got these guys. I give them to my very close friends of mine. I call them little lion. The lion eyes. But I've got one each for you.
Did you rip them out of the lions in Africa?
Yeah, well, I've got one for you, buddy. Look, you've got to be very careful with it. And then keep it next to your bed, like bedside
table.
Evening. And just we could just look at it into the sky. Don't look up into the sun But honestly, this is from me.
What the fuck is it?
To you, just these little
things.
Gems. You can do anything. You can make a big ring out of it.
New York gems.
Not a butt plug or anything like that.
There's not an anal bead.
No!
It's not used.
But anyway, from me to you. Cut!
Cheers, Don.
Sorry, I'm just doing something a bit obscure.
It's fine.
What the fuck is that? Brass and glass. Huh?
From the mouth of a southern bull dyke asshole ingrate of a vicious nowhere cunt can this trash come.